The businesses that I manage, they deal exclusively in cash.
Wow, busy guy.
We welcome to stage the one, the only
Magic Mike.
I'm just trying to figure out why stripping.
Women, money, and a good time.
I just can't be around your lifestyle.
Am I Magic Mike right now talking to you? I'm not my lifestyle.
Do you believe what you're saying right now?
Okay, here's the deal. If you're going to shell out hard-earned money to see Channing Tatum, Alex Pettifer, the guy from True Blood, and Matthew McConaughey take off their clothes, no one's going to stop you, but it's a shallow reason to see a movie. Magic Mike delivers with the male strippers, but it fails to uphold even the slightest original story. Following the cast of A Male Review in Florida, Magic Mike profiles the seedy lifestyle of hard partying. Sure, the stripping scenes are well-produced and actually quite fun, but the connective tissue of the movie is simply awful. I expected more from Steven Soderbergh, but he delivers a boring ripoff of the far superior Boogie Nights. And in a cast of sleazy male strippers, he manages to save the most shallow and vacuous character for Cody Horn, who's an attractive girl, but she has less emotional acting depth than Kristen Stewart. Unfortunately, when it comes to Magic Mike, you simply can't have your beefcake and eat it too. Magic Mike gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.